Blog Talk Radio.
Live studios, Teeing It Up, Boston, Jersey, Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint for a Sunday, November 22nd, 2015. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. Excited for another day of football this afternoon with some very important games.
Do you know what today is?
I do not.
You know what happened 3 years ago today?
Maybe.
Today is the three-year anniversary of Butt Fumble.
Oh, a proud moment in New York Jet history.
This is the worst moment in Jet history and potentially the worst moment in football history.
Well, then it's good to reminisce and bring it up again.
You know, Mark Zuckerberg, who both of us have met, is a fine fella, does a great job at Facebook, but that, you know, 1 year ago reminder, two year ago reminder thing, not a fan of it today.
And it's fitting it comes today when Mark Sanchez will be making his first start with the Eagles this season.
Great point. Sanchez back under center. What stands out to you about today?
Well, you know, for me, it's all about the Vikings, of course, with a huge game coming up in the late afternoon that we'll get to. So that's priority number one for me on this Sunday. But, you know, it's also a lot of quarterbacks either coming back or quarterback changes with Tony Romo coming back from injury, Mark Sanchez, we just mentioned, Nick Foles getting benched in St. Louis, and seeing how they perform for some teams that certainly need a win today.
Jets Texans starts us off, and the Jets need a positive performance. They've not played very well the last couple weeks. You know, obviously Thursday night didn't go their way. The previous week against the Patriots didn't go their way. This has been a struggle the last couple weeks for a Jets squad that needs a nice respite and a nice win over a team in Houston that will be starting T.J. Yates today, who, as we know, is also the best quarterback in football history.
Yeah, as I just mentioned, T.J. Yates, another one of those guys, having to step in for the Texans and going up against a Jets defense that has struggled of late, but against Yates here making his first start, maybe an opportunity for New York to get back on the right track defensively like we saw from them in the opening weeks.
You know, for me, this game comes down to the running game. The Jets have not run the football well at all. It's been their bread and butter to start the year. Fitzpatrick had the surgery. Now he comes back. And by the way, the Jets played well against the Patriots but didn't finish. Clock management issues, hypothetically, if you think about it. Here, Buffalo last week, a lot of play-calling issues, some clock management issues. For me, if the Jets can run the ball, it'll just set them up for everything else.
And, you know, even for Ryan Fitzpatrick facing his former team, they got rid of him in favor of Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. It's funny that neither of those two guys will be playing for Houston today. But curious with Fitzpatrick, who, of course, is going through the whole thumb thing, not only if that has any effect, I don't think it will, but also any chip on his shoulder after getting shipped out of Houston and landing in New York and now facing his former team.
We shall see what happens here. You know, it's interesting, Luke, if you look at the landscape of so many of these playoff races and they're so tight, it's one play here, one play there can flip everything.
Yeah, that's the great thing about football. I mean, the play in the first quarter could be the end result of the game and which could have a huge impact on the season. So every play matters in all these games, especially at this point of the season. Also this afternoon, the Redskins try to end the Carolina Panthers' undefeated season in a game that a lot of people will be getting in the country this afternoon. I guess an anticipated good matchup between those two teams.
The fact that Kirk Cousins has actually gotten this Washington team to respectability is pretty shocking, don't you think?
I think so.
And for me, is this Cam Newton dancing thing overblown? I mean, this is ridiculous. We have a lot more things to worry about in this country than Cam Newton dancing.
Yeah, I also agree with that. Completely overblown. He may have been a little out of line dancing in front of the defender's face after the Titans tried to break it up, but it was made into a much bigger deal than it really is.
You know, what's interesting about this Panther team is they're not flashy. They're not sexy. Nothing they've done this year. I mean, tell me, Luke, why are they so good in you know, 5 seconds or less? You really can't do it, can you?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the defense is solid. And Cam Newton, the offense runs through Cam. He's been responsible for, you know, two-thirds of the plays, and he's doing a good enough job to lead them because there's not a whole lot of talent elsewhere on that offense with him.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be very interesting to see how this game plays out. Washington, in that division, Luke, you get Romo back, Sanchez starting today for Philly, the Giants having issues finishing games once again, could have done it last week, didn't get the touchdown to Odell. This is a team, in Washington, in a weak division that still is very much in it.
Yeah, I mean, they have as many losses as the Giants who are in first place, and they're a win out. So a win today, they're tied with New York for first place with a 5-5 record. And Gruden has the Redskins playing a little better football of late. So a big game for them to try to upend the undefeated Panthers because they certainly will need the victory.
The next game we're going to talk about is Cowboys-Dolphins, which we'll get to in a second. But Mort reported this morning that Russell Wilson has become too much of a celebrity quarterback, according to those some in Seahawks headquarters. And it's interesting because here's Tony Romo, who we see every week splashed on DirecTV ads. What do you think about Russell Wilson becoming a more celebrity quarterback? And what do you think about Tony Romo becoming more and more of a celebrity quarterback in a celebrity city of Dallas under Jerry Jones?
You know, Wilson wouldn't be a guy that would come to mind when I would think of that. I mean, someone we just talked about, Cam Newton, would be somebody I would think more of Wilson. And for Cam, maybe not so much celebrity status, but more just how he plays things up for the camera. I don't see that from Russell Wilson or even the attention he gets off the field. And for Tony Romo, I guess it's expected as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, quote-unquote America's team, that may come with the territory. But I tell you, that commercial, that DirecTV commercial at Romo drives me crazy.
Yeah. I don't know why they run those things out so frequently. I mean, can we move on, finally? You know, find
There's
something
a,
better?
All
right,
DirecTV commercials,
game.
Brutal.
Tony comes back. Is it too late?
I mean, I think they're going to have to win out. They're at 7 losses, so the best-case scenario is 9-7, which could be good enough to win that division. I don't know if 8-8 will be good enough. The Giants are already at 5 wins. So, for me, I think the Cowboys need to win out or possibly can afford one loss, and it has to start today.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. I am with you totally that they're going to need a sweep, and if they do sweep, it may not be enough. What will be interesting for me is this Miami team can really play spoiler for a lot of different people, and Dan Campbell hasn't playing better. This is a great test for Ryan Tannehill, I think. The Cowboys going on the road to do this. And, you know, it's hot down there. They play in Dallas, which is hot during the summer, not as hot this time of year. How good is their, how good is their conditioning? How prepared are they? And are they prepared to play a Dolphin team that can sneak up on you fairly easily?
Yeah, I do like the Dolphins at home in this one. I think they end the Cowboys maybe their last hopes in trying to make a playoff push. And it'll be interesting to see how good Romo is coming back, because the offense with Romo in the first couple of weeks was certainly better than without Romo, but they weren't all that sharp either. And now he's got to pick it up on the run here and get going today.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Packers-Vikings. Luke, I have to pay attention to you guys finally, huh?
I guess so. I mean, it got flexed to the late afternoon game with Vikings getting more attention with this big rivalry matchup this week. hopefully the pressure doesn't become too big for them like it did Monday Night Football Week 1.
You know, it's interesting. Shouldn't the Packers be, like, really, really aggravated and finally get some momentum here? It just – they were so close to winning that game last week. Mason Crosby doesn't kick the field goal at the buzzer. It just feels like this is the angry Aaron Rodgers that no one wants to face in their right mind.
Yeah, you know, on paper, I like this matchup a lot for the Vikings. But, yeah, the thing that concerns me is that Minnesota has won 5 straight, so maybe they're due for a little bit of a letdown. And you welcome in a Packers team on a 3-game losing streak who needs a win, who has been embarrassed, and I would think looking to avenge these past few weeks. But then you have the report today that guys are real hesitant in Green Bay. No one's really been stepping up this past week, so on and so forth. You know, they have a lot of injuries. They're missing some leaders like Jordy Nelson. They're relying on some young guys at the receiver position. And while you have Aaron Rodgers, who, as I always say, I think is the best quarterback in the league, some other guys need to step up. And I think it's certainly gut check time for the Packers because they need to stop this drought on the road today in, if I can say so, a tough matchup for them.
You won 5 straight?
Yeah, first time since 2009.
Where have I been? I didn't even realize that was 5 straight.
You know, they are 7-2, which is, I believe, good for the tied for the second best record in the NFC.
Who knew? See, this is what happens when I don't pay attention to a team. They just kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Bengals Cardinals, is this a future Super Bowl matchup?
I don't think so. I like the Cardinals a lot. I'm still not sold on the Bengals, and I think Arizona will hand Cincinnati another loss.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Patriots still come out of the AFC. I don't trust Cincinnati. Hey, you know, we've talked about this forever, Luke. What have we said? We have never trusted Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis in a playoff game until they win the playoff.
Until?
Yeah, and then that just hasn't happened yet. They have not won the playoff game. The Cardinals are an interesting team. They play well. They play efficiently. They beat Seattle, a desperate Seattle team, who was playing better last Sunday night. This game got flexed, which shows you what NBC thinks of these two teams, that they think that they're going to be better and could, you know, give them a better game than they should have at the beginning of the season because this game was flexed. It was not thought of highly. Surprising, obviously, especially for Cincinnati to be undefeated. I think this is an interesting matchup, and it would be great to see him potentially his last rodeo, Larry Fitzgerald, make it deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I bring it up all the time. I'll say it one more time. Marvin Lewis, 13 years with the Bengals, no playoff wins. It blows my mind that he's been there that long and has been unable to do that. And so, like we said, until they win the playoffs, even with their 8-1 record, I will not buy into the Bengals.
Me too. Luke, time for the end of the show. I need your game of the day, which I think I know what it is.
Got to go Packers-Vikings.
I'm going to agree. Stunningly, I'm going to agree with you. Your sleeper game.
I'll say Cowboys-Dolphins. Should be a good game.
Oakland-Detroit. Oakland, historically not good on 1 p.m. starts. I think they win this game.
I like that.
Your survivor pick.
You know, I go with them often. The Panthers-Patriots, I think, will both remain undefeated.
Yeah. Game two. No, sneaky. I think the Panthers win this game. Your game to watch golf during final round of the PGA Tour season at the RSM Classic.
49ers Seahawks.
Yeah, that game kind of stinks. Colin Kaepernick probably done.
That was a shocker.
Tampa Philly, you can't get me excited for that game. I'm sorry. You just can't get me excited.
I'll be watching it down here.
Luke's going to be joining us tomorrow on Teeing Up to preview Thanksgiving. That a Bear-Packer game, Luke, takes on a much different note if the Packers lose. Your player to watch today is?
Mike McCarthy with the Packers. More involved in the offense this week. He needs to get it figured out.
Butter. Is Teddy for real? We're about to find out. I don't know. I haven't seen him. I haven't paid attention.
Well, I'm looking forward to you viewing for once.
If golf goes to a playoff, I won't be watching. Thanks, Luke.
My pleasure.
That's the Sunday Sprint. Enjoy your football Sunday, everybody.